Hi, this is Erin with St. Kate, the Arts Hotel in Milwaukee, and you are on the road with Dane from WGN.
Where are you going? 720 WGN, on the road with Dane, live here in the Allstate Skyline Studio, high atop Chicagoland. And excited to have in studio, we've got Erin Levsno and Kent Duncan. They are with the new St. Kate Hotel, the Arts Hotel that is happening, one of the new and exciting things going on in Milwaukee. Oftentimes, as part of our on-the-road family road trips, we take you to different destinations where maybe we can find things that are great not only to experience but to see and kind of fully appreciate places that are a lot closer than you'd think. And Milwaukee is one of the ones that we're featuring today. So Erin and Kent, welcome to WGN.
Thank you.
Thanks. Great to be here.
So let's talk a little bit about Milwaukee first, right? It is a place that we're all familiar with here in Chicago. It's almost like, I don't want to say it's an extra suburb, but it is so close, right? 90 miles. It's an hour and a half away, and a lot happens there. The largest, world's largest outdoor music festival in Summerfest, and so many people get up there and see some of their favorite music acts, but don't necessarily get into Milwaukee to experience it fully. But let's talk about maybe the last 10 years, there's been a renaissance.
So much going on there. I moved there a little over a year and a half ago and was very surprised in everything that I've been able to do and see there. Performing arts has been a really big push in the theater arts there, the music arts there. It's blown up, so.
And what was, and just as curiosity, because a lot of people have sort of a, I don't want to say a preconceived notion, but maybe an identity, a definition when they think, someone says Milwaukee, they think this, you know, beer, right? Great
yeah.
industrial town, great sports town, architecture, but maybe not all the things it is. So what were your previous kind of impressions?
My preconceived notions that were all apparently wrong. It was very beer and cheese, right? I felt like I was going to immediately gain 10 pounds, but just by moving there.
Well, and for the listeners out there that maybe, you know, looking disappointed, right? There's still plenty of beer and cheese
yes,
out there.
Yes, absolutely. Right? I did gain 10 pounds.
No. but all those things that you know and love are still in the team photo there. But let's talk a little bit about some of the other things that people don't necessarily think about. You mentioned the art scene, the culture scene, the art museum there, and we highlighted it last fall here on WGN. It's amazing. It's world class. I mean, not only in the stuff that they have there, we spent the entire day there and were blown away, but just the facility itself, you know, it is a work of art in and of itself, right, Kent?
Absolutely. Calatrava there, downtown that you see, that's so iconic to Milwaukee these days and really sets the tone for the art scene in Milwaukee. I've lived there actually for 10 years, so I've experienced a renaissance that's been going on in Milwaukee. It was this beer, cheese, kind of hard-nosed blue-collar city view that you get from that standpoint, but watching it over time, seeing the neighborhoods progress and become more developed. Now the neighborhoods are starting to come together and come alive. The culinary scene is fantastic in Milwaukee. The art scene is fantastic in Milwaukee. Artists used to come to Milwaukee or be grown in Milwaukee, and then they'd transplant and go someplace else. Artists are starting to stay in Milwaukee now because we're starting to develop a renaissance from the arts, too.
I think with the way that the world has become a smaller and smaller place, whether it's through social media, whether it's through the internet, you don't have to get up and leave and go someplace else. You can be recognized and appreciated wherever you are. Also, Children's Museum, Milwaukee has a great one there. The zoo, you know, we were out there for China Lights at the Berner Botanical Gardens. I mean, there's a lot, you know, in addition to all the beer and cheese that everybody thinks they need. And on the sports side, you got to look. This is a great sports town here in Chicago. We appreciate our sports, but you have to tip your cap to the Brewers being great. And then the Bucks, right? I mean, things are going on. Milwaukee's hot.
Yeah. Yeah, having two MVPs in Milwaukee right now looks really great right now. So it's great to have that sports scene in.
Lots of reasons to get up there to Milwaukee. And then you got to think to yourself, you want to spend a weekend there. You want to spend a little more time and get out there and see and experience all that is. You got to stay someplace, right? And so there's a lot of hotel destinations. Before we went on the air, we were talking a little bit about the Mark Plaza that's now the Hilton, right? And then, of course, the Pfister. And for the listeners who may not be as familiar, it is every bit the Palmer House or the Drake in Milwaukee that
absolutely.
We have here. And so much tradition, so much great architecture. So there are great places to stay. And you think to yourself, what do you need? We need another one. And this is a great place, not only on the accommodation side, but the Kate is going to be also, you know, kind of an homage and recognition of all that art stuff, you know, the art side of things and kind of immersing people into those experiences. It looks great on paper. It sounds great. The pictures are beautiful. Talk a little bit about the philosophy, you know, what you're trying to accomplish there.
Absolutely. So we set out quite a while ago now after our CEO had this idea. He's actually a jazz pianist, and music and art And performance arts is very big in the company. And so we set out to build something that was different and unlike anything else. And we had toured over 55 different hotels and found that one of the things we felt was missing is you have a lot of visual arts hotels and art in hotels, but not anything that celebrates all arts. And we looked at music, performance, theater, everything out there and said, what if we built a place for creators, a place for people with open minds that want to come and not just stay there, but get involved and engage and work in our lobby and really enjoy their experience. And so from that, we decided, let's build a theater in our hotel. Let's have not just one gallery. Let's partner with the Museum of Wisconsin Art and open a second location for them to have MOA DTN. Let's have another three galleries as well. And hire in our own curator and our own director of programming. So we have John Price, our director of programming, who he comes out of theater. He's done theater and directing in Chicago, and he's come to us with the ability to bring all these different arts organizations in the city of Milwaukee together to give them a space to play, a space to perform. And St. Kate comes from our muse is St. Catherine, the patron saint of arts. And so this idea that it really is about arts and celebration and getting involved. And you can go and stay at just about any hotel, right? There's hotels everywhere. We have hotel saturation in the U.S. But in our case, this place is something special. It's something you want to see, you want to engage in, you want to observe, and you might just come and leave with a different perspective than you walked in the door with.
You mentioned the thought process and inspiration behind it, and it's the Marcus family, right? And it's a family that is so identified with Milwaukee in a bunch of different ways. Here in the Chicagoland area, we probably think of it as kind of those ambassadors to entertainment on the cinematic side, right? The theaters are all here, and we know and love them, appreciate getting a chance to get out there and see movies. But in Milwaukee, it's so much more, whether it's the hotels or the destinations. And I mean, they're just really part of the fabric of what happens. What was that inspiration? It's great to provide things that don't necessarily exist or could add to the kind of the landscape of the city and for the residents. But this is an ambitious undertaking, right? Like, mm-hmm. what were they trying to accomplish here?
So arts has always been really core to our being at Marcus and the Marcus family. Steve Marcus, who is Greg's father and the chairman of our board, actually started Sculpture Milwaukee, which is world-renowned for sculptures that come to Milwaukee and line Wisconsin Avenue. And they are for sale to folks that want to buy them. But we had Robert Indiana's Love sculpture before he unfortunately passed away last year. And we've had some other amazing sculptures throughout the years. We'll have a Deborah Butterfield in our lobby, as well as a Sculpture Milwaukee sculpture outside in front of our hotel. And that kicks off June 7th and runs every summer in Milwaukee. And so we have that. We have Linda Marcus, who's a fashion designer and Greg's wife. And then we have Greg Marcus, who's a pianist as well. And he actually plays at the top of Pfister at our our bar that overlooks the entire Milwaukee area, as well as in Mason Street, one of our wonderful restaurants in the Pfister. And being able to bring all these different types of arts and collage it together has been pretty impressive.
Yeah, to expand on that too, some of the foundation of the belief for why there's so much involvement of the arts is this belief that the better you create community around the arts within your downtown area and your district, the better it makes the community in general. It's better for business, it's better for people, it's better for job creation, et cetera, by doing that. So that was really born and bred out of Steve Marcus thinking that what a great opportunity to add even further with the arts in the community. And the hotel's right across the street from the Marcus Center of Performing Arts as well, so...
So providing people another place to stay and really greater than the sum of the parts on the art side as well. But in a business community and working with, I think, maybe the local leaders, you look at here in Chicago, and we just got through with the James Beard Awards, you know, and Mayor Emanuel was a big proponent in the culinary scene here and bringing those awards here. And it's paid a lot of dividends in a bunch of different ways outside of the recognition and all that. It brings people in that maybe leave saying, we got to come back, right? So in Milwaukee, was there kind of a partnership? Obviously, the Marcus family is so big and important in so many different ways there. And, you know, Tom Barrett's been mayor for a long time. Were there a ways where, like, hey, you know what, let's work together because, you know what, ultimately this helps the whole city?
Absolutely. So before we set out to build this hotel, we got everybody involved. We talked to everyone we could, especially the arts organizations, the Milwaukee Repertory Theater, the Pabst Theater, the
Milwaukee Ballet.
Exactly. Everybody, we brought them to the table and said, like, what do we need? What do we need in this city? What are we looking for? What can really build the community? We talked to artists that have galleries, artists that don't have galleries, and just said, what is a place that you would want to go? And what we found is what molded St. Kate, what created this atmosphere. So everybody was brought to the table, and we want to continue to engage them through opening and for many, many years to come.
We touched on food, and we know the art situation is going to be front and center in a bunch of different ways. But on the culinary arts side, you guys haven't left that behind. There's going to be a lot of food and a lot of ways to experience food that are going to be unique and distinctive about St. Kate.
Yes. So we will have 3 restaurants and 2 bars. And my favorite bar is Giggly. It will be Milwaukee's first and only champagne and wine bar. So,
nice.
And you can't say Giggly without smiling. It just makes you
I
happy.
I just tried. I couldn't do it. You try it at home, people.
So that's going to be a lot of fun there. We have the bar, which is the bar at St. Kate, which is in our lobby. And one of the things that's really great about that is we're going to have our mixologists, which we call our craftsmen, making very, very impressive drinks down there. I've been able to try some, and I can't wait. There's going to be edible paper that we use on the drinks. There's ice sculpting happening, flair bartending. It's really impressive down there.
Correct. Pilcro is partnering with us. They're a local roaster in Milwaukee, and they recently won America's Best Espresso and Cold Brew first place in 2017.
Wow.
So a fabulous cold brew, nitro cold brew will be available at the bar.
That's some high praise, and another reason to get in there and enjoy it. And so it's not open yet, and we're excited, and thank you so much for the listeners. We're going to have a few opportunities for some of the listeners here at WGN Radio and on the road to get there and experience it on the early side, get a night stay, and maybe some of the accoutrements, you know, on the art side, and maybe a little bit of the food as well as they visit Milwaukee. Talk about what you have planned.
We are excited. We have 4 one-night stays along with $50 food and beverage credit to any of our restaurants and bars that we're excited to give away and bring some folks to experience St. Kate firsthand.
Yeah, I know it's been a lot of time in the effort, not only on the concept side. You said they travel the country, visiting other places, thinking and trying to sort of curate, right, different elements that you want to be have built into it. And so what's the time frame? We're going to have the links up at WGNradio.com for people to be able to check out some of the things that are coming, some of the accommodations, and as I said, the accoutrements. And where can people go to get more information?
It's going to be really soon. So June, we open those doors, and we cannot wait. And that's everything. All our restaurants, all our bars, our theater, galleries, all open for business.
It's going to be exciting. It's one of those things that it's going to be a destination. You know, people are going to not only enjoy it in the area of Milwaukee when they do their own staycation. Certainly people here from Chicago, but I feel that the things that you've built into this are going to make an additional reason for Milwaukee to be a destination for people from around the world, right?
Yes.
Maybe as you guys have the World Series party. I didn't say it, but right, people are going to be coming in from all over. And Aaron and Kent, thanks so much for what you're doing. Thanks for being a part of all this, sharing it with us, and thanks for jumping on the show today.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much for having us.